You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Thursday, and commentator Brian Onunoin joins us now. He's compiled a list of scenic attractions in France, and he gives us a taste of what's in store on such a trip of a lifetime.
And a very good morning to you all, or should I say bonjour. Regular listeners will no doubt be aware that for years I've been taking people to Ireland every summer. Irregular listeners, well, you have your own problems, I suppose. And while I was in Ireland, people noticed that I would converse freely with some members of my family in French, since I have brothers and sisters who are married to frogs, and I also used to live in France. But I digress, as is my wont. I really wanted to tell you that for people who were thinking or who have been on a trip to Ireland with me, that a trip to France should also be on your bucket list. Just write it down now. Take the grape escape. Grape, of course, for those fine wines that you'll encounter. Remember, France is home to the most refined drunkards in the world. But it is just as important to remember that France is also home to some of the finest cuisine and architecture in the world. So if you plan a trip to France, here are some subtle and not so subtle suggestions. To kick off, I would suggest you go to Paris and maybe have lunch or dinner at La Coupole, the Dome, one of the finest Victorian-style restaurants in Paris and famous for its atmosphere, or should I say, ambiance. Then take the bullet train, the TGV, the Tron à Grande Vitesse, and head to the Château of the Loire, some of which are simply achingly beautiful. Ooh la la, there is so much to see and do in France. Next, I think you should hit Bordeaux, because the entire city centre is a World Heritage Site, complete with a row of 18th century houses and buildings that stretch for almost a mile. Not to mention the fact that it is the unquestionable capital of wine in the world, a tradition that goes back over 1,000 years. And today, they produce about 700 million bottles of wine in Bordeaux alone. I told you they fancied the grape, didn't I? From Bordeaux, after appropriate libations, of course, take a trip then to the cave paintings of Lascaux. 15,000-year-old cave paintings, a prehistoric cathedral, a site of art and worship that was already 10,000 years old when the Egyptians started to build their pyramids. It is staggering, quite simply staggering. Have a little more wine, and then head back to Paris, and take in the world's oldest and arguably the world's finest art gallery and museum, the Louvre, home to the Mona Lisa and the Venus de Milo, among others. And while there, make sure to hit all the hot spots of the centre of Paris, including, of course, the Arc de Triomphe, the Champs-Élysées, the Eiffel Tower, Montmartre, and the Left Bank. And naturally, you should spend a full day at the Chateau of Versailles, the palace of the Sun King, Louis XIV. And all along the way, you'll experience some of the world's finest cuisine, pastries to make your mouth water, cheese that smells like the feet of angels, and wine that will render you immediately fluent in French. Okay, maybe not fluent, but at least you'll stagger in a very sophisticated manner. Until next week, la semaine prochaine, I bid you adieu, au revoir, and have a lovely day. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoin, who teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at LSUS and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoin every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.